Kevin Babcock.
Hi, thank you for having me here. Yeah, I grew up down in White Rock, as there pretty much since I was born. And it was a much different town then than it is now. One of my earlier memories growing up there, I remember when the McDonald's and Kmart first came into town in 1981. That was a big deal for a six-year-old. We didn't have to go all the way out to Delta just for that anymore. White Rock Beach, it looks absolutely nothing like it did back when I was small. It was nothing but blackberry bushes all along the train tracks that we used to pick every summer. There was two little fish and chip restaurants along the beach there, one on the west side, one on the east side. It just turned out that one of those little fish and chip places ended up being my very first job. The guy that ran the place, he was a German, and he loved working with the new kids. He loved getting people their first jobs. So my job was to go in the back, grab the potatoes, slice them into fries, and when he'd call fritki time, that's when you gotta get him the fries. He gave everybody their own nicknames there because he didn't like memorizing people's real names. So my name there was Amadeus. So when he'd say, Amadeus, fritki time, that was my order to bring the fries to him and get them going. All through elementary school there, I went in the choir, and in grade two, the teacher actually used to use my voice as the pitch to go by to help the other kids learn their pitches. He'd hit the note on the piano, then he'd say, okay, Kevin, now you do that note. And then he'd get the other kids that were having troubles to hear my voice and repeat that note back. And that was quite the choir to be in. In grade six, we were winning every single choir competition we went in. I was always mathematically inclined, so I just immediately assumed to continue on with that path. So I started my first year at SFU in the engineering program. It led into the world of experimentation, really. I decided that after that first year, it wasn't quite the life path that I saw for myself, so I spent the next 3 years at SFU poking my nose around with an assortment of other courses from philosophy, economics, biology, pretty much you name it, I gave it a try. There's a business down in Richmond there that one of my friends, actually, he was already working there for a couple of years, so he recommended I come down and apply, so I did that and got in. And it was great fun there, actually. I enjoyed the kind of work we did, making the switch points for the railways for like CP and CN. My job posting eventually became a frog fitter, which I enjoyed doing. That's the middle piece in the rails where the rails cross each other. There's a big chunk of metal in the middle called a frog, and we'd have to grind it, weld it, assemble it to shape to make it function properly. And that was enjoyable while I was doing that. When I first started down there, it just seemed normal. That's just what everybody did, to drive for an hour to work, do your job, and come home for an hour. I didn't mind the one-hour commute so much as far as going to work, but it really became tedious when your friend lives on the other side of Surrey and you get off work at 5 o'clock and it takes 45 minutes just to go visit your friends and then another 45 minutes to get home. It really cuts down on the leisure time that you have in a day. I'd say for the most part, everything was pretty good there. You got a lot of people with a few hot tempers over a few things. Most people are pretty laid back and just want to help you out, make sure everyone can do their job properly. I do remember working with this one guy. He, for some reason, had troubles sharing the common equipment that we all needed to use, and pretty much the tactic most other people would use would they'd go up to him and get in his face saying, I need this, it's not yours. And they even directed me saying, yeah, if you need something from that guy, just go take it. Otherwise, you'll be fussing with him forever. But I decided to take a little bit of a different approach, and I knew that eventually he would give up the equipment. So I'd always reserve about half an hour's worth of work that I could do before I absolutely needed the equipment. So I would ask him if I could borrow the crane, and of course he'd say, oh, I'm still using it, I'll be here a little while. I'd go back to my table, do my work, come back 20 minutes later, and eventually he'd give up the crane. I'd do my 1 minute of work with it, bring it back to him, say thank you. And that went on 3-4 times a day for a few months, when just out of the blue one day, he came and brought the crane to me when he knew I needed it. And If I had happened to have it, he started asking me if he could borrow it from me, and he'd take it, bring it back, and say thanks, and everything was fine after that. I worked comfortably with him from that moment on. Yeah, after I started banking up my money enough to actually have a down deposit for a house, I started to think about where do I want to live, and it didn't make any sense for me to buy a house down in Surrey anymore, so I started to look around in other areas that would be interesting for me, for my kind of lifestyle that I wanted. And I had my eyes on Vernon. There's actually one house that I saw at the time, and it was just outside of my affordability range at the time because I lived out of town. I wanted to work on the coast and then buy here and then find the job, but it turned out I had to do things the other way around. And after I got up to the Okanagan area, I luckily discovered Salmon Arm. It's got the lake. I was just getting into kayaking, so that was a great pleasure for me. And I was just getting into cycling at that time with the mountain bike. And the trail systems that Salmon Arm had to offer was really quite appealing for what I wanted to see for my eventual family to grow up with. At the moment, my wife is here, and we got the two little kids. They're 4 and 7. They're enjoying the French immersion at Bastion at the moment. It's been great seeing how many different amenities there are for the little kids that we enjoyed taking them to their day activities when they were small and now taking them out to their sporting activities. That's my other full-time job, is driving them around, and one of my greatest pleasures is watching what they can do and what they can learn. At SFU, I started getting into philosophy while I was at SFU, and that carried on for years after, so I like to study that on my own time now. And recently, I've been getting into the practices of Stoicism, and that has a lot to do with what's in your control and what's not in your control. And I've been finding that those tactics really help well for kids when they can learn that they don't have control over how other people act and react, but you have full control on your response and your actions and your feelings toward how they act. And that's really benefited how to deal with difficult children in the school for them as well. Thank you very much for having me.